Thank you, Chair, and thank you, Director, for the presentation, which, as was said before, it's very important to complement the document that that you have shared. At the outset, let me just say that we put considerable importance to the, let's say, geographical focus of this sub-program, and as it is also well reflected in the Bridgetown Covenant. But at the same time, as the, in a way, the only geographically focused sub-program, it is clear that there is a particular need for coherence and synergies and cooperation with the other sub-programs. As for the presented non-paper, it's good to see, as also noted for many of the other sub-programs, the link with the Bridgetown Covenant. As I said, this is important to see the ownership being taken by the sub-program of the document. Also for the lessons learned, I believe it's very well drafted, as it takes good account of the substance that has been worked on, as well as on modalities. And it is very good to also hear in your presentation how some of these new modalities through virtual and hybrid delivery modes have proved to be particularly successful. Also where it addressed the regions together. And we can only encourage that this is continued to be used, and in a way lessons can be also obviously shared with the other strands of work of UNCTAD. On the different results, it's difficult to choose, if I would have to choose, to be perfectly honest, because all three seem are very relevant for the, I would even say, broader UNCTAD's work. Maybe allow me just to make a couple of comments. On the first one, perhaps the way we see this one is that it can be very useful to connect what Deborah has also been implying, the different strands of work, so the different pillars, because I mean this PCI came out of the, let's say, of the analysis part, of the research part of the house. It was presented in the TDB and it was discussed by the TDB, and it also in some of other intergovernmental meetings, informal meetings, how it was developed, I remember, and now it is being operationalized. So it's really connecting the three pillars. The only question there I have is, how do I actually measure the utilization that you put in the performance measure? I remember when we first considered this index in the TDB, my personal initial reaction was, and I think I mentioned this to you in the corridors, was kind of, this sounds amazing, but how do I actually put it in practice? How do you measure its impact? So I think that right now we're getting into that stage. So that would be interesting to hear. Also in the vulnerability indexes for the LDCs, obviously, also very important, but again, similar question, like how do we measure the utility of these graduation strategies? How do we really measure the result of them? Is it possible? I'm not trying to downgrade the work by saying this, it's just that trying to consider whether it's, which one would be the most appropriate for this document and to support the programming claims also for the next steps in New York. And the last one, again, it's very relevant work of the sub-program. I would say even heightened focus following the Bridgetown Covenant. So again, I would say perhaps we can see on the performance measure whether we can have some sort of a diversification measure or the uptake of the proposed policies or something like that. And as a final word, just something that I already highlighted also in this in the comments for the subprogram 3, given the result highlighted for the subprogram 3, I think there's quite a big scope for cross division fertilization and cooperation on that. So I'm sure you're already doing it, but just wanted to highlight it. Thank you.